Hello.
Hello. Hi, this is Susan calling from Opinion Research, sir. And we're with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I'm not about to ask for a donation. Am I speaking to Zuri?
Yep.
Okay. Is it okay we can proceed with survey, sir? It's not going to take that long. It'll be a lot of help.
Go for it.
All right. So we're going to continue in English. That's okay?
Yep.
All right. And the interviewer, I'm speaking with Zuri Verlind. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
I live in a suburb of Phoenix. I live in Levine, Arizona.
Okay.
It's basically Phoenix.
Yes. Okay. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the right, the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track? Which one would be your answer, sir?
I don't really know. What do you mean by wrong direction, right track? The city as a
It's probably asked, okay, let me read that one again one more time. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
no, like it's not a, I'm not even sure if I can answer the question.
We can skip this one if you like, okay?
Yeah, I work for the city of Phoenix. I'm not even sure I can answer that question.
Okay, we can skip that one. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read a little bit more about Levine area and again? Because
It's clear.
okay, perfect. Now, this, may I ask your sex, male, female? These are just the questions that the survey's asking.
Male.
Thank you. And what year were you born?
1975.
Thank you so much. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Okay. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
That's good.
Okay. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, sir. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First statement, more good-paying jobs. From 1 to 5.
I'm 5.
Second, more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
The 1, 0.
Okay. More dining and restaurant options.
5.
Okay. Better public transportation options, sir.
0.
Better street and road maintenance.
Zero. Well, I'll take that back. Let's do that one at 3.
Okay. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
0.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
Okay. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for a job, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
That's the right amount.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
That's right.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of businesses in Laveen. Okay, dollar stores and discount.
Yes.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target.
More.
Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
More.
Okay. Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Less.
Less, okay. Doctor's office and hospitals.
More.
Okay, thank you. And in your own words, sir, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Laveen?
Costco.
Okay. Anything
Target.
Else? Target, okay.
I've won Super Target, actually. Costco, Super Target, maybe some outlet stores.
Outlet stores, okay.
Yeah.
Anything else?
More fine dining.
Thank you. Okay, switching gears a bit. We're almost done. Thank you for being so patient with me, sir. How much of a problem housing affordably in Laveen, that is to say, how much is it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, or a moderate problem, or a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Yeah, housing affordability is no problem. We, a lot of us homeowners are against low-rent housing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would
be your... We want higher values. We don't want low-income housing.
Okay, so that would be like a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, not a problem at all.
Not a problem at all.
Okay. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Okay, the question... This one is, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem?
Not a problem at all.
Okay, thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I am going to read to you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of the kind of housing in Laveen. Okay, single-family detached homes. Very strongly, yes, somewhat, or no?
Single-family detached homes?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Housing options for seniors?
No.
Okay, next statement. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
Nope.
Okay. Townhouses or attached homes?
Nope.
Thank you. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
How long have I lived in where?
In Phoenix.
In Phoenix?
Yes.
What were the options again?
Oh, okay. I'll read them out to you. Less than 5 years. 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you, we're almost done, sir, I swear. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first one, next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Strongly favor?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. Repurpose of replaced parking lots with new housing.
Oppose, strongly oppose.
Okay. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
Oppose, strongly oppose.
Thank you, sir. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
Oppose.
Thank you. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose. Okay. Change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Oppose. Strongly oppose.
Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school,
college.
Graduate, college? Okay, perfect. Let's see. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50,000 to 75,000, 75,000 to 100,000, or 100,000 to 125,000, more than 125,000?
Yes.
The last one? Okay. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
How are you going to use that?
Your first name, just going to have to write it down.
Okay. Zero and zebra, URI.
Perfect. Thank you so much. This includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really, really appreciate you took your time and patience with me. You have a wonderful evening, sir. Thank you.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.